And new research finds young transgender people may have a brighter outlook than once thought. It stands in contrast to older findings that showed high rates of anxiety, depression, and even suicide. The difference, explains Gabriel Spitzer of member station KPLU in Seattle, could be a supportive family.
It started when a friend's 10-year-old was transitioning from male to female. That got Christina Olson reading up on transgender kids. She's an associate professor of psychology at the University of Washington, and she knew attitudes about trans people were changing, both in society and in science.
40 years ago, everyone considered this to be a pathology, and honestly, until 2014, it was considered gender identity disorder.
Olson found a lot of the research still works off that assumption, based on kids in clinical settings, where they've often been brought to be treated or cured.
There were no studies to date about kids who had actually fully socially transitioned. So I had no idea, based on the literature, what impact my friend's decision would have on her child's life.
That's especially important since what research there is paints a grim picture of struggles with depression and anxiety. But how much of that is part of being transgender, and how much comes from the way trans people are treated? To find out, Olson had to look to families who have allowed their child to live as a gender different from their biological sex. A child like Sophie, a curly-haired, twinkle-eyed 6-year-old who loves her pet rat, her chickens, and her dog. And if she could have any pet in the whole world...
I'm stuck between a rat or a dog.
Well, you're lucky because you've got both of those.
Oh, can I choose two?
Yes.
Rat and a dog.
Sophie's family lives in Bellingham, Washington. Her mom, Jenna Lopez, says she started seeing the signs before Sophie turned 2.
She'd say things like, I'm a she, not a he. She would cry if we misgendered her. She'd become angry. She would not allow us to call her by her birth name.
But I used to be Yoshi. They didn't like being called Yoshi, and they used to think I was a boy.
Sophie's parents didn't know what to do. They didn't know if this was just a phase, and they did know about the grim statistics. Attempted suicide rates are 9 times higher for trans people than for people overall. But Sophie convinced them.
How did you tell them that that wasn't who you are?
Because I proved it, right?
You proved it?
Yeah.
So what kind of future do kids like Sophie have? That's what Professor Christina Olson wants to find out in the first large longitudinal study of supported transgender kids. She published some results in the March issue of the journal Pediatrics, comparing 73 trans kids aged 3 to 12 to control groups. What she found is strikingly different from that earlier research.
They have exactly the national average for depression, so they're no more or less depressed. They show a marginal, like a tiny bit of an increase in anxiety, but nowhere near the rates that previous work has found.
The study can't make a direct connection between the healthier outcomes and parental support. But Olson says it shows the struggles aren't inevitable.
These are certainly the first results to ever show that you could have a large group of gender nonconforming kids who are doing well.
Olson plans to keep recruiting kids and follow them for years. No one really knows how these kids do over time.
This is a field in desperate need of research.
Dr. Aaron Jansen directs the Gender and Sexuality Service at NYU's Child Study Center. He was not involved with Olson's research.
I think it's incredibly refreshing to have this little bit of good news because I've seen in my work a lot of these kids with really positive outcomes, and their stories aren't often the stories that are told.
Sophie's mom, Jenna Lopez, says that rings true for her family.
She blossomed much more. She was much more expressive, and she kind of bubbles sometimes. She just sits there and she's jumping around, and that wasn't really there before.
Lopez says she knows things could change, but for now, she and her daughter are sure that this is the right approach.
I like being a kid.
You like being a kid?
Yeah.
What do you like about being a kid?
That I get to be Sophie.
You like being you?
Yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Seattle.